Your Steve Jones Show podcast is loading now. The Steve Jones Show podcast is sponsored by Sunbury Motors, North 4th Street in Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. Sports talk where your voice counts. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motors Studio, here's Steve Jones.
To be with you. Dave Sinacrofi, Williamsport Crosscutters today. Talk about the New York Penn League Hall of Fame, by the way. Three incredible names that'll be inducted tonight in New York. BenJonesStateCollege.com. Coming up tomorrow, Tony Knopp, the CEO of Spotlight Ticket Management on the business of sports, and Tom Hamilton, the outstanding play-by-play voice of the Cleveland Indians. Coming up tomorrow. I cannot wait. 6 days from now, Penn's Tavern. The show will be live, unlike NBC, not on Memorex, live. And we can't wait to be there. And I've come up with a plan to eliminate the suit from the event.
Oh, come on. We can't do that.
Why not? I mean, what's your goal? My goal's to have fun. Did you see the closing ceremonies?
Like, that's true. It'd be less than 24 hours after the closing scene. Yeah, I didn't think that through. You're right. I didn't have to catch any Olympic updates. I was getting them from the suit today. What? He was literally dropping by the studio with updates on the eights.
Oh, my
God. It's like, hey, do you want to know if Biles won another gold? Like, yeah, tell me.
Okay. I would have checked myself, but I'm too busy working.
He would give me an update, and then literally he would get another Olympic update on his phone, on his watch, not on his phone, on his watch. Well, probably both were going off, but that's, you know, that's not my problem. But
this is the greatest 2 weeks.
That's true.
Of
this
the
is
year.
This right? It's his favorite. Yeah, this is his favorite month of the year.
Greatest 2 weeks of the year. My God. No, I can think of a whole bunch of others, but that's fine. This is fun, but there are other things that are fun. So now, if people don't want to know, cover your ears. We'll give you the quick Olympic synopsis here. Okay? Olympic update coming down in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Simone Biles did win the gold today in the floor exercise. But that's not because Allie Raisman wasn't great, because she was. Raisman, I guess, turned in an awesome performance and ended up with a silver. The U.S. women's volleyball team, which includes Alicia Glass and Krista Harmato from Penn State, beat Japan in three straight, and now they have moved into the semifinals of the women's volleyball tournament. And I think that's pretty my idea. Bolt cruised into the semifinals of the 200, which he's also favored to win.
He says he loves to do that even more than the 100 yard, the 100 meter.
Yeah, he loves whatever wins. but, you know, it's interesting that he does say that, because if you notice when he runs 100s, He is a little slower the first 30 and really kicks it into high gear in the last 70. Well, the 220 or the 200, you know, let's face it. You know, he can have the slow first 30 all he wants because the last 170 is really, really good. So, yeah, look, he's the fastest human alive. The fastest human ever. Except for people who ride in jets and astronauts. But in terms of the ability to use your own devices, fine. He is great. No question. The greatest sprinter ever. And that's to his credit. I want to get into the James Harrison thing here for a moment. And the NFL witch hunt. So if ABC, CBS, CNN, NBC, I don't care who, put out a report on these players. Harrison, Peppers, Neal, Clay Matthews. To me, it would be worthy of looking into. Even if TMZ, which, by the way, is actually has a pretty good track record, told me about that, it would be worthy looking into. When Al Jazeera does a report, now remember, what has been the purpose? I know there's Al Jazeera America, they're trying to, whatever they're trying to do. But what is the purpose of Al Jazeera? Al Jazeera has been a propaganda-laced network forever, including Al Jazeera America, which they would love to tear down the institutions of this country. And this is the equivalent of TASS, the old Soviet Union days, Pravda and TASS. Russian flowers are far more beautiful than all the others on the face of the earth because of special Russian rain. Really? Okay. I'm sorry, just because Al Jazeera reports something, look, the NFL is testing. You're talking about PEDs here, but the NFL doesn't test for PEDs? Last I checked, they test for PEDs all the time. If these guys keep turning up clean and on the plus side, why do you need to go talk to them? I thought you had testing for that. Am I wrong here? I don't wonder. The NFL's been on a really bad roll in terms of meeting out discipline for 2 years now, where they really don't act like they know what they're doing. Ray Rice case, foul ball. Okay. In fact, I think they ended up, by the way they handled it, I think they ended up costing him his career. I think if they've come down hard originally, set an 8-game suspension, taking the whole thing as seriously as you can take it, he probably would have come back, played, and he would have probably kept his career. But they messed it up so much that I think they ended up costing him his career. That's my opinion. I think the Peterson case was initially not handled right. I think that the Hardy case, now the Hardy case is a little different because they did suspend him for 10 games and then they got reduced to 4. But that wasn't good. How they handled the McDonald thing out at San Francisco, not good. And then the coup de grace in terms of just really looking like you are a stumbling, bumbling organization is how you handled the Brady case. And everybody in the NFL would fight me tooth and nail about, no, how we had to handle this. No, okay? I'm not an idiot. I can read. I read the Welsh report. You suspended a guy for 4 games based on that? Really? And you spent your money on that? Really? More probable than not? You suspend somebody four games for more probable than not. I suspend people for four games on hard evidence. Hard evidence, not on a hunch. Hey, you suspended a guy on a hunch. Two guys lost their job on a hunch. More probable than not. Using your exact words now. Again, I apologize for using your words against you, but you said it. More probable than not. Okay? In my neighborhood, that's a good guess. You don't suspend people and their livelihood on good guesses. Now you've got this. Harrison, Neil, Matthews, Julius Peppers. On a report from Al Jazeera. And Harrison said, I'll talk to him, come see me. Fine. If I were the commissioner, I'd have flown out to see him. We both put him on one leg at a time. Fine. La Trobe has an airport. Beauty, in fact. Arnold Palmer. Okay? You can fly to La Trobe, sit down, meet with him, say, look, hey, bring your representative. We'll sit down. Let's just talk. You know, what's this all about? Okay. You can fly to Green Bay. You can talk to the guys. It's all right. You can do it quietly. You don't have to do it in the circus or anything like that. If you want to talk because you are concerned, okay, fine. I can understand the concern. You can fly and talk to them. You want the NFLPA there? Fine. I just, you know, but to base it on Al Jazeera? What is the purpose of the Al Jazeera network? What's the purpose of it? I know there's Al Jazeera America. I got that part. But what is the general philosophy and purpose of Al Jazeera? It's the same as Pravda and TASS. What's the difference? If Pravda had reported this, you'd be like, get out of here. If they report it, I don't even want to read it. Not because I have my head in the sand, but because I just don't put any faith or legitimacy in it. And you're putting faith and legitimacy in a report from these guys. You test for PEDs. You test for them. It's in the basic agreement. Why do they have to come testify about something they haven't tested for? Why? Why do they have to fly to New York to talk to the commissioner about something they have not tested for? If the four of them had tested positive for PEDs, okay. That's why you have testing. I don't get it, Sean. I don't get why they want to do this. What, they want to act like they're doing something about it?
Well, last I checked, Harrison is not tested positive for any drugs.
And neither is Peppers, and neither is Clay Matthews, and Neil, I'm not sure. I don't think he has either.
You got nothing to hide, but this has just turned into a big classic stare down between the two. But you got New York and the commissioner pretty much holding all the chips in the poker game. It's like a guy going into the bar, beats everybody up, and then goes down the street into another bar looking for another fight to pick.
Well, see, that's the problem I've got with what happened with the Brady thing. Problem I have with the Brady thing is that, to me, it opens the door that we can do anything we darn well please. I mean, again, he got suspended. Now, you, the audience, may sit there and say, I think he did it. Okay, that's fine. That's your gut feeling. But there's a big difference between I think he did it and proving it. That's a huge difference when you suspend somebody and you accuse them of being a cheater. You'd better have hard evidence. Okay? You need hard evidence. You cannot suspend somebody on more probable than not. You can't. More probable than not, okay, those are the exact words that Ted Wells used. More probable than not, okay? Do not play games with words around this show. I cannot stomach it. I can't. I can't stomach word games. Hey, just say it. That's why the IOC thing with the Ryan Lochte thing I found to be disgusting. Oh, no, I don't think that happened. No, didn't happen. Yeah, it did. Don't lie. Don't tell, you know how the Olympics are all about that runner helping up the other runner. Everything, look, that, no offense, it happens in everyday life. It happens in everyday life. Oh, an Olympic moment to celebrate. She helped up the other runner and they ran together. Oh, but that's beautiful. That's great. But guess what? There are candy stripers in hospitals. There are people making meals for neighbors because somebody's in the hospital. In the wintertime, there are people shoveling out other people's driveways because they're elderly. Or they have a single woman living next door to them who works. And so you try to help them out. I mean, it happens every day. And as for this, again, that was the biggest problem I had with the Brady thing. They suspended a guy on the words more probable than not. Well, you know, I mean, that really is our definition. It's not my definition. That's not my definition. Guessing is not a definition. Okay, guessing is not. You know how many times in life people have guessed wrong? A lot. And that I knew the second that they got that ruling, was it about a month ago? Right, that now it was going to be open season on more stuff. And this just proves it. And they did that big thing, remember, on Manning. No, we found no proof at all, blah, blah, blah. Now we're going to use the word proof. Okay. Now we're going to use the word proof. I mean, really, for 2 years, they really have botched up discipline in this league for 2 years. The only part of discipline they seem to get right is the stuff that is mandated and negotiated with in the basic agreement. Right? I mean, it's black and white. You do this, you're out 4 games. You do this, you're out 10 games. You do this a third time, you're out a season. I mean, that part they get right all the time because that's all based on testing. And guess what it's based on, Sean? It's based on evidence. You tested positive. You're suspended. But stuff like this, yeah. Al Jazeera accuses these four guys of being involved with this Indianapolis. Yeah, you're sitting there like, what? Okay? You either test positive or you don't. If all of them have tested negative for PEDs, to me, you have no right to talk to them. You're done. It's negotiated out. After a while, you're like, oh. It's not I'm trying to promote some sort of lawless society. You have rules in the basic agreement. Follow them. I don't blame the National Football League Players Association for getting upset about this. And I don't blame Harrison and the players for getting upset about it. Because it just, to me, reeks too much of a witch hunt. You want to go talk to them privately, like, hey, look, this thing came up. You know, it would be wrong for us not to at least look into it. So, hey, look, is there a day at training camp we can come in and talk to you? You know, you can have your rep there. You can have the NFLPA there, whatever. We'll do it discreetly. We'll talk quietly. But we just want to at least talk to you. Hey, what's wrong with handling it that way instead of turning it into a line in the sand circus where you've got until August 25th to talk to us? What? Who's running this show? That's right, I am. I forgot. Gabe Sinacropi is coming up. We're going to talk to Gabe about the Crosscutters. New York Penn League All-Star Games tonight. Three players going to the New York Penn League Hall of Fame. Let's see. I'm trying to think. Jorge Posada. Dick Allen. And guess who the last one is, Sean? You'll love it. Oh, just take a guess.
No clue.
Pete Rose.
Nice.
obviously, they must have found out ahead of time. I wonder if they're going to be there tonight or not. I would guess not. Posada might be, but it'd be nice if they were. It'd be great for them. But, yeah, they were inducted in the New York Penn League Hall of Fame. Not one of them hit over 300 in the New York Penn League. You know that? Not one. Interesting. All right, bottom of the hour, news coming up. And then Gabe will be on next half hour. And then Ben Jones, StateCollege.com. Tomorrow, Tony Knopp, the CEO of Spotlight Ticket Management. Tom Hamilton, voice of the Indians, coming up tomorrow. So we got a lot going on. A lot going on. And again, for those of you who did not want to hear the Olympic results, okay? All right?
We're sorry, not sorry.
Hold on. No. I prefaced it each time now, right?
Yes, you have. Yep.
Okay? 3, 2, 1. Simone Biles won the gold in the Florex. Allie Raisman got the silver. U.S. volleyball team won. And somebody did something in rowing today that only the suit knows about. All right. So there we go. I haven't received any texts from him since the last thing about Phelps. As I pointed out yesterday, it's really kind of a phony stat because, you know, hey, that's the most won since in 2,000 years. Yes, but from 5 AD until 1896, they didn't compete. As I said yesterday, for all we know, Thor from Canterbury in 1200 was the greatest athlete ever and could have won 32 of them. We just don't know. All right, news is next here on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
When it comes to car buying, there's the other guy's way, and then there's the SMC way. The other guys force you into a vehicle you really don't want. The Subaru Motors way lets you take the time you need to browse, ask questions, and take the test drive and think on it. For over 100 years, the Mertz family and all their employees have made your experience the most pleasant one you'll ever have. The other guys won't offer you the best price for your trade, no matter how much they say they will. The SMC way is their promise to provide you with the most money the market shows your vehicle's worth. The SMC way is to offer you all applicable factory rebates on new vehicles and generous discounts. Looking for a pre-owned vehicle? The SMC way checks each vehicle in a 200-mile radius to determine the lowest price, then beat it. It's the lowest price promise, just part of the SMC way. The choice is up to you, the other guy's way or the SMC way. The SMC way wins every time. Sunbury Motors Company in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury, and at sunburymotors.com. Selling more cars and satisfying more customers for over 100 years.
Great to be back with you. Gabe Sinacropi from the Williamsport Crosscutters. Gabe, welcome back. Great to have you with us.
Steve, it's great to be here. Thanks, buddy.
Number one, you're the one that put out the press release today on the New York Penn League Hall of Fame, which included two great names and one really interesting one.
Thanks so much for attaching my name to it.
You're the one that wrote it. I did read the release.
All right, buddy. I appreciate that. Yeah, I think a little bit of controversy, but that's the way the vote went.
Indeed. Now, are they going to be, are any of them going to be there tonight at Hudson Valley, or is this just making an announcement?
It is just a ceremonial announcement. None of the three inductees are scheduled to be here tonight.
Okay. Now, when you get back to work at your real job, that will be, of course, with the Cutters, and what a great job you guys do. I want to talk about the ballpark, first of all. From day one, since I walked in there this season, you've been working down, groups have been working on that right field side. So give me an idea of the vision and the progress that has been made to help modernize that ballpark.
Well, yeah, it really is a vision, and it's a vision of those of us in the front office and certainly a vision of our principal owner, Peter Freund, to make that ballpark just as great as it can be while still keeping that historic aspect of our 91-year-old stadium. It's not like many other stadiums across our country in minor league baseball, and we're proud of that. So this premium deck that we're building down the right field line, Steve, is going to hold upwards of 270 fans. It's a two-tier deck with a full bar, full concession area, and some innovative and fun seating, you know, high-top tables and chairs, bar rail seating, and something else that's called four tops. It's just kind of a half table with chairs that kind of swivel so you can turn yourself to home plate when you want to do that. But it's going to be a real neat area. It's going to be really the focal point of the ballpark once it's completed.
Now, you have the picnic section down the left field line already. What kind of complement will this be to that?
It's going to be totally different, but still the same in the fact that it's another common area for fans to be at, to congregate in. Instead of sitting in, you know, a chair, a seat for 3 hours to watch a ball game, as most of people know who are sports fans, and certainly yourself, Steve, gone are the days of going to a game and sitting in a seat for 3 hours. People want those common areas to congregate, to hang out and watch the game with their family and friends and sip a beverage as well.
Which is exactly right. What's happened, especially with minor league baseball, it's become a town gathering or an area gathering area. I think that's what it's become over the years.
Well, you know, we have for many years called BB&T Ballpark at Historic Bowman Field a community front porch, and that's really what it is. Yeah. You know, and baseball lends itself to that probably more than any other sport, to hang out and watch a game and talk to your friends and neighbors, some of whom you may only see at the ballpark during the summer. But a community front porch, I think, really hits the nail on the head of exactly what a minor league baseball stadium is.
You have a five-game homestand coming up starting on Thursday night with State College. Then Friday it will be State College. Then it's Auburn in for three. In fact, it's a really great home schedule for you down the stretch here because you've got, 10 of 13, and then, of course, you know, 10 of your next 13 games are at home. So that's terrific, but it also, the Little League World Series starts on Thursday, so the timing isn't that great. What can you do in order to get the dynamic of, because you support the Little League World Series completely, but also have it as a nice dovetail to what you're doing?
Well, it is difficult to compete with an international event. There's no doubt about it. And we love the Little League World Series, and it brings so much to the Williamsport area. And as you know, Steve, I'm highly involved with the World Series as well. But, you know, competing against it is difficult. But some of the things that we do, you know, pin trading is huge at the Little League World Series. So in the eight games that we're home during the World Series, three of them will have pin giveaways. And that will get a lot of those pin traders there and people who are at the World Series and into that over to BB&T Ballpark. We have two bobblehead giveaways, fireworks. So believe it or not, we've you know, you could go two ways. You could do nothing and spend no money promotionally during that time and say, you know, we're not going to get anybody in. Or you could load it up as best you can and get as many people as humanly possible there. And that's what we're trying to do this year. A lot of it with the help of the Lycoming County Visitors Bureau, who is sponsoring many of the promotions that we have during the Little League World Series. Now, this Saturday, we're giving away a bobblehead, and it's of not our mascot, but Little League's mascot. So we're trying to tie those things in and get those Little League fans over to the ballpark to see a Cutters game as well while they're here in town.
Will that be the first 1,000 fans Saturday?
Yeah, it is. First 1,000 fans on Saturday. Then next Saturday, the 27th, a bobblehead giveaway of the mighty Casey from Casey at the Bat fame.
Very nice. Very nice. You also have done a great job over the years, because I've been there many times when it's happened, Gabe, of getting some of the teams to come over. Is that a catch-as-catch-can, or do you already know in advance which ones will be coming over and what days?
It's a crapshoot 100%. Sometimes we won't know until 5 o'clock on the day of, or even later. They'll make those decisions kind of in a snap, depending on their schedules. And when they're playing a game, somebody could play a game in the afternoon and then kind of decide, you know, one of the uncles, the team uncles who are from the Williamsport area that kind of help escort each team, I'd say, hey, there's Crosscutters game tonight. You know, do you guys want to go over? And you know, they'll say yes, you know, the manager and coaches, and they'll load them up and bring them over in special Little League transportation. So we always provide those tickets free of charge to them, and usually a few other things, too, when they get there, like to feature them for ceremonial first pitch, get them in some of the game or between innings contests. So we like to have fun with the kids from the World Series when they come over. And I'd say that out of 16 teams, we'll probably have 7 or 8 sometime during the World Series. And this year, with all these games, maybe even more.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, you've during the Little League World Series itself, you'll have 8 games at home. Now, you have to go with the schedule that you have. Have you ever discussed with the league about being careful about how the cutters are scheduled this time of the year?
Well, it's kind of funny, Steve. We were just in a half-hour league meeting right before we got on the air with you to talking about next year's schedule. Unfortunately, there is no way to do that. Back in the day, many years ago, teams could put in some protected dates or preferential dates that they would want to be home or want to be away. And we used to protect the end of the World Series. Long ago, we protected all of it, but then they expanded it, doubled the teams, 2 stadiums, and doubled the length pretty much. And we just couldn't do that to be away that long. So we protected the end of it, and we were usually away during that time. In those years, we'd be home 1, 2, 3, maybe as many as 4 days during the World Series. The luck or bad luck of the draw this year saw us home for 8, because now you cannot put in any protected dates. Mm-hmm. Schedule making is a tough business. It's not something I would want to do. And with 14 teams and everybody putting in protected dates, it makes it nearly impossible to make a schedule. So they've eliminated that. So it's kind of the luck of the draw. The only thing you can do to put in is when your stadium is contractually obligated to another entity on a certain day, and those would be put in. But other than that, luck of the draw.
Yeah, no, and scheduling is extremely difficult. You and I both know that. You and I would not want to do that. And a lot of people don't realize, for example, here, a major event here is the 4th of July fireworks. Spikes aren't really that thrilled about playing on the 4th of July because they're limited. They can only play at 1 o'clock in the afternoon. They won't let them play late. And because of that, you know, playing on the 4th of July, which should be a boom day for any franchise, not so here.
Yeah, you know, you talk about it, you know, and people putting in dates. We've got 14 teams in the league. You have 14 different opinions on what is a good schedule and what you want. So, you know, trying to please everybody and come up with a schedule that overall works, it really is an impossibility. And if people are into schedule making, I mean, 14 teams makes it difficult because it's easier to make a schedule with multiples of 4. In other words, if we had a 12-team league or a 16-team league, it makes it a little easier to schedule things. We're 14, that makes it a little more difficult as well. So a lot of factors go into making a schedule. I think I'm not sure they do it anymore, but still very recently the major league schedule was still done with pen and paper, should say pencil and paper, you know, because of all the variables that really happened for everybody.
All right, I want to get, you got 5 game homestand coming up. So, Gabe, what are the big promotions you've got coming up starting Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and into Monday? What are some promotions to get some people to think about going to the ballpark, see some really good baseball? Because the Cutters have played good baseball again this summer.
Yeah, absolutely, Steve. Thank you. And the first two things are we're playing the Spikes on Thursday and Friday, and it's a chance for us to get a little bit closer in the Pinckney Division race. State College playing great baseball, so we've got Thursday on Thursday, Friday we've got fireworks. Saturday the dugout bobblehead giveaway. Dugout is the very popular mascot of Little League Baseball. Sunday, lots of fun with baseball bingo. We give away like 10 shop vacs with an $80 value. That's the prize if you win in baseball bingo. That's a lot of fun. Lots of good things that are happening over these next five games and really the eight games of the Little League World Series. We invite people to check all the details out on the games and promotions at crosscutters.com.
7:05 Thursday, 7:05 Friday, 7:05 Saturday, 5:05 Sunday, and 7:05 on Monday for the next five games coming up for you at home. Gabe, thanks so much. Enjoy the All-Star game tonight, and we will see you Thursday night up at Bowman.
That sounds good, buddy, and I'll be very honored to be on the field to do the Hall of Fame induction ceremonies a little later on tonight at the All-Star game.
Well, they couldn't make a better choice on that. Congratulations on that. That'll be a lot of fun for you.
Thanks, buddy. I appreciate it.
Gabe Sinacropi, what a great job Gabe does all the time with the Crosscutters. They have worked very, very hard over the years with that franchise. Very hard. We'll get you up to date on everything. There's only one game going on this afternoon in the majors. And, of course, as usual, that does involve the Chicago Cubs. And, of course, at the Olympics today, we did tell you Simone Biles did win the gold in the floor. Allie Raisman took the silver. The U.S. women's volleyball team won in three straight to beat Japan in advance of the semifinals. Major League Baseball this afternoon. Let's see what's going on here. Well, that's all soccer stuff. I know that interests you, but Cubs lead the Brewers 3-0 now in the top of the eighth inning. So I'll get you up to date there on that. Yankees are going to play tonight against Toronto. Phillies have the Dodgers tonight, 7:05. 6:30 will be the airtime on your Philly station, News Radio 1070 WKOK. It'll be Vince Velasquez going tonight. ERA still under 4, 8-4 record tonight. Mado will be on the mound tonight for the Dodgers. And that'll be at Citizens Bank Park this evening. Pirates play on the coast against the Giants. Gregory Polanco's home run, big blow last night. They beat the Giants 5-4. The Pirates have won four in a row. They are only four games over 400, or over 500. Four games over 500, yet they're a game out of the wild card. Okay. If they were in the American League, they'd be five or six games back in the wild card and have virtually no chance. So, Eagles picked up wide receiver Green Beckham from the Tennessee Titans today. Doriel Green Beckham picked up by the Eagles. Matt Leon on yesterday saying, look, they've watched the Eagles so far. The one thing that they noticed right away is that there just aren't any playmakers on this team. No playmakers. Then the offensive lineman Dennis Kelly was sent to the Titans to complete the trade. Green Beckham, 40th overall pick out of Oklahoma 2015. Even though he never played for the Sooners, he had been with Missouri, was dismissed from that team. And, I mean, here's a guy that 32 catches, 549 yards, four touchdowns, and has had an extremely inconsistent preseason for Tennessee. But maybe a fresh start. Jordan Matthews is hurt, so that hasn't helped the Eagles. Reuben Randall there. Nelson Aguilar cleared. Josh Huff. It's not exactly Jerry Rice and John Taylor, but they do get a raw talent in Beckham Green, or Green Beckham. They got a raw talent in him. We'll see how it plays out.
And next up for the Eagles will be the Steelers on Thursday night. And of course, Eagle 107 will have Merrill and Mike. And the Steelers play-by-play with Bill, Tunch, and Wolf over on 100.9 The Valley. That'll be Thursday night. There's also some stories out of Pittsburgh already that Ben will not play on Thursday night. They may be in search of a quarterback. Gradkowski's hamstring injury may be worse than they first thought.
Oh, it's all right. I mean, you got Landry Jones. What the heck?
Don't start. Hey.
You got Landry Jones. See, this is why.
You got Dustin Vaughn. Come on, it's all good.
Hey, this is why the suit gets so immersed in the Olympics. All right? Because the Steeler thing worries him too much. He gets ulcers. You get ulcers. You know? I grew up a Giants fan. No ulcers. No ulcers. Who's the backup quarterback? Look, just keep the dude healthy, all right? I think keep him healthy. You don't have to worry about it.
No big deal.
I told you, it's the Sam Malone theory. Sam Malone theory is great. Ignore the problem. It'll go away. Sam Malone from Cheers. And by the way, James Harrison says he is prepared to sit out the season. How about that?
Oh, this day's just getting even better.
I am definitely prepared to sit out over NFL interview issue.
Just go talk to him and get it over with. It's just, it isn't worth it. It isn't worth it.
Well, right now he's kind of between a rock and a hard place, all right?
Exactly. And if he didn't do anything, just go talk to the commish. Nothing's wrong. No big deal. Test me. You won't find anything in my system. Take the high road. Do the right thing for the team and don't sit out any games. He may think that's caving in.
Well, here's the problem. He can submit, but it's a dangerous precedent. So in other words, anyone can make an accusation.